This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Adela Dune. Zion Russell with it. Now to Will Short ahead of the field. He slams it through. A thunder left-hand hammer by Will Short. Niagara leads it by a point.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Last half hour. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer, Evan's on the board.
And we get an extra chair to the table.
We do, as Niagara is gearing up for their matchup, which you can stick around and hear right here on these airwaves, against Ryder, I believe.
It is at Ryder.
At Ryder.
Yep.
At Ryder. Todd Callen joins us on the Western Hotline. Todd, how are things? We're excited to hear about Niagara's overtime win leading up to this. Still some scenarios alive for a tournament berth. How are you feeling?
I am doing all right. There were, thank you for having me again, crashing the Saturday party, but I appreciate that. So prior to the tip on Thursday night, Niagara had three paths open. Two of those were closed with Ryder winning on Thursday night against Canisius. It leaves one path open, and Niagara had to do some of their own work on Thursday night. They won in overtime. Thank you for playing the clip of Will Short's breakaway dunk, part of his first double-double for the freshman from Australia. So the one path open for the Purple Eagles, because Fairfield was defeated on Thursday night, the only path for Niagara left is they have to win here. First things first, the Purple Eagles have to defeat the Ryder Bronx. Ryder beat Niagara earlier in this season back inside the Gallagher Center. This is an awfully tough place to play. So option one, or position one, you got to take care of the game today against the Bronx. St. Peter's also will play at 2 o'clock. They will tip off against Canisius. Purple Eagles have to have St. Peter's win. If form holds, they should win. We think Canisius is once again going to be without their best player and without Paul McMillan IV. Canisius got thumped here on Thursday night against Ryder. So Niagara needs to win at 2 o'clock. St. Peter's needs to beat Canisius at 2 o'clock. Then, for the first time in the history of this league, there will be something unique. Because all teams don't make the conference this year, they added two teams in the offseason, so there are 13 MAC schools. Top 10 make the conference tournament. Niagara needs the Fairfield Stags to lose at 7 o'clock at night at home against Quinnipiac. So here's what happens. If Niagara wins this game at 2 and St. Peter's wins at 2, the Purple Eagles will get on the bus at about 4:30. Where does the bus go? Does the GPS point to Atlantic City? Does the GPS point to campus? Neither. It points back to the team hotel, where we will return to the team hotel about 5 o'clock and get ready to watch Fairfield-Quinnipiac at 7 o'clock. And when that game ends, do you go to Atlantic City or do you go back to campus?
That is fascinating.
How about that?
It's going to be what's going to happen from here. And like you said, business first. You got to take care of Ryder. and win that game in order to give yourself that shot. The last time that they faced Ryder, though, it was a heartbreaker, too. They only lost by three at home. So while you said it is a tough place to play, you know you can beat Ryder here and have that chance and create the opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We actually beat Ryder in this building last year, and it has been a house of horrors. I've been doing this for 20 years, so many more times have walked out in a sullen posture leaving this building, but we won here last year, and you're right. There's a chance. I will say when Ryder came into our building, you have to go all the way back to January 12th, it was an 0-4 Ryder team that had just got absolutely shellacked by a previously winless Canisius team. So without question, 13th year head coach Kevin Baggett, I am sure, was peeling some wallpaper in the locker room at the Griffs and also on the practice floor at the Gallagher Center getting ready for Sunday afternoon. And they were without question the more desperate team. They played better. It was another one possession game for Niagara. The Purple Eagles 5-6 in one possession games this season. It's incredible. It's got to be one of the highest marks in the country, including four devastating losses within the final second of play. Turn one or two of those around, and the pressure doesn't exist on Niagara like it does today. But we are where we are. We're trying to get to 7-13 and find a way to Atlantic City.
Todd, when it comes down to it, though, you have one, like the Purple Eagles have one opportunity to make things happen here, and they create that scenario, though, with a thrilling overtime win against St. Peter's, stopping a five-game slide to give themselves a chance here.
It really was remarkable. Down by 11 at halftime and not playing particularly well. And I'll run my comments with Coach Paulish for today's game. I'll run them at halftime. But GP certainly said when the team walked into the locker room and he stood in front of him and he said, we can win this game. Like, I don't think, and it could have been a little bit of coach speak, but they came out to start the second half and started to whittle away at that lead, only to see with about 8 or 9 minutes left, St. Peter's pushed the lead back up to 11, and then it was getting tough. It's a six-point game with 2.5 minutes left, but Niagara found a way. Alumide Adeladun hit the biggest three of his Purple Eagles career this season to get Niagara to within one. The Purple Eagles get a stop, and then Josiah Davis, who was co-Firth Jewelers player of the game with Adeladun, goes coast-to-coast, gets fouled at a 59-58 score, makes the first one, misses the second one. They miss a half-court heave. We go to overtime, and then it was all Purple Eagles in overtime. 19-9, Niagara outscored the Peacocks, which is one of the best defensive teams in the country, let alone in the conference. But this team was not going to be denied. It was the guttiest performance by the Purple and White all season long. But you know what? They need to dig even a little bit deeper here today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Todd, looking at the roster at the start of the season, right? It was very, very new, still is very new. These guys seem to really be starting getting this chemistry together. Is this where you saw this team at this point in the season, or above, below expectation? Where in your mind are they at right now?
I think that we were going to come up with a better record than we have right now. This is an awfully deep team. There is a lot to the fact that you have 14 new guys. And it is a matter of going through heart-stopping end-of-game situations together for the first time. And like I said, we've been through that a lot. But it is so many things that they are experiencing for the first time together. And you know, you don't get used to how somebody plays in pressure moments in practice in August. You get used to it at the end of the shot clock and the end of the game clock in January. So it is definitely a tall order. There's only six teams in the country that have an entirely new roster, and Niagara is one of them. So with the depth of the team and the quality of these players, I did not think at all that we would be needing a last day of the game of the scheduled game to win and help from the out-of-town scoreboard merely to get to Atlantic City. I would have thought, you know, we were picked at 8th in the conference out of 13. I think that's probably about right. You get 10-10 in conference play, but 6-13 and hoping for 7-13, not where I thought we'd be. But 7-13 will be enough if the cards fall in the right manner.
And, Todd, one of the ways that it has to be done is for Niagara to help keep up the momentum of correcting their road woes this year. Overall, only three wins away from Gallagher Center, but all three of those wins have come after January 31st. So, if there's a chance to get win number 4 on the road for the year, that gives them the opportunity. What does it say to you, though, that they're finally actually picking up these road wins after being so woeful away from Gallagher Center this year?
Yeah, I love the point, and you know, the win at Canisius, you're right, on the 31st of January, and that was, you know, a little three rivalry game, and it literally came down to the last second where a missed layup attempt by the Griffs gave Niagara their first true road win. Had some neutral site wins earlier in the season in a multi-team event. But when the team went into Quinnipiac, the preseason pick to win it all, and they have won the regular season MAC championship in a building that they were 22-5 in, at the end of that game against the Purple Eagles, two of those five losses were to Niagara in their own building over the last two seasons. So that was the game where I think the team started to believe that it doesn't matter if we're sleeping in the dorm and coming to the Gallagher Center or if we are at a hotel and busing to the arena, we can win when we are away from homes. But maybe it took that type of game to knock off the top team in the conference on their home floor, 76-75, another heart-stopping game that Niagara had to make one more play, and they did, to win that game. So I think there's plenty of belief. Coach Paulus, again, in that locker room, talked about there was belief on the sideline, there was belief in the huddle, and they just had to execute, and on Thursday night they executed.
As a matter of fact, Todd, that Quinnipiac win on the road is also the last time that we talked, so I'm not taking credit, but I'm not taking credit.
I love it. We will take everything in our corner.
And here it is, a chance for them to sneak their way in,
right,
to tournament play here. And then once you get in, anything can happen. That is always the fun of basketball in March, is get your ticket and then let the chaos ensue from there.
Absolutely right. Now I'm going to make this ask, if you will. If Niagara makes it to the tournament and I got a chance to be on next Saturday, it would be Championship Saturday. So let's just carve out a spot if things go right for me next Saturday.
So there we go. We now know if we talk again, the stakes much higher.
Exactly right.
That is exactly how it goes. Todd, of course, I've got you here, and Niagara basketball starting right at the top of the hour once we finish up here. But we had ourselves a busy weekend overall. The Sabres got themselves busy with the trade deadline, and the Bills signing extensions to several players here. any mixed musings here of the other teams hanging around in Buffalo and what your thoughts have been about a very business and busy side of things within the front offices?
Yeah, I like the extensions on the Bills side for the players that you know I have heard about, and certainly was immersed in Niagara Rider since we got to the team hotel late Thursday night, but have heard about the extensions and like what they're doing there. For the Sabres, don't you just feel like, man, if Dylan Cousins could have given us more, they wouldn't have had to ship him out. He always kind of left you wanting, and I have only read up on the two players that we got in return, but you know, we will see. But I certainly like the path that the Bills are on in Bean we trust. So I'm comfortable with all of that so far. I don't know what's going to happen with where's Myles Garrett going to go. Then we got the lineman from the Bengals. You know, maybe that's a path. Obviously, we all saw Super Bowl Sunday that you need to put pressure on the quarterback with the front four.
Absolutely. Todd, we'll bring you back in at the end of the show here. But for now, we'll give you a moment to take a breather.
Excellent. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you too.
Todd Callen with Niagara basketball coming up at 2 o'clock here. Win and you need some help.
Yeah.
But it starts with that.
You got Ryder, a chance.
At Ryder, 2 o'clock. And can they get to effectively doubling their road win total in a week's time? That would be kind of a fascinating way to get into get into your conference tournament.
Yeah, you put it together at the end. And
you put it together on the road at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel a lot better about having to play away from home.
Yeah.
That would probably be the way that you feel good about yourself.
Agreed. I it's going to be an exciting game either way, though. These two teams, I mean, Niagara did fall to them earlier in the season. It was a 3-point differential, though, 68-65. So they played tough and close. So
yeah.
Either way, I think we're in for some good basketball, if you will.
And I looked at the totals here because, you know, fun with numbers is fun. Yeah, they're 3-3 on the road since getting their first road win.
Mm-hmm.
It helps.
Yeah, it does.
That helps you.
Yeah.
And your mindset getting into it.
The hungry dog runs faster, too. So if they're hungry, it's
desperation
good.
Is another thing about this. And he mentioned St. Peter's has to beat Canisius in order for Niagara to have a chance at this. Because you have tiebreaker. You beat them twice this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need Fairfield to step out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not the biggest basketball fan, right?
Right.
I watch college basketball in March more than anything, because the NBA.
Here's your other fun fact here. Ryder's not particularly good at home this year.
No.
They're only 4-7.
So that's...
The recipe's mixing up.
Yeah, it's a lot better. But yeah, I'm more into college basketball, and this is the time where it starts getting really interesting. So it's, you know... Local team, still around.
Big Four basketball. When it shines, it is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm watching Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold playing in cornhole. Because that was just on my Twitter feed.
I would love to see Niagara get into the tournament here, or get into the conference tournament and see what they can do from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could do that, hey, go cause some havoc. And then UB Women's, definitely going to be a team to watch to draw a tournament bid. Bonaventure is always interesting to look at.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get ourselves a nice little local flavor with the madness known as March.
Yeah. Yep.
So, because that's one way to help. Like you'd admitted, you're not a huge basketball guy. One way to help with that is get a little local flair in there.
Mm-hmm. Give a rooting interest for your local fans.
And one of the biggest years was when the UB men's and women's stormed into the tournament and started making some actual noise.
Yeah, I watched
the upset against Arizona.
Yeah, I watched every one of those games and I was glued to the TV.
And the UB women run into the Sweet 16. Like, there's something here. And Big Four basketball can make its impact within this region.
Yeah.
And it should. And people should watch it.
Considering that, yes, UB does have a football program, right? But we are in an area where that's not the only thing. It's not like the big schools, right?
Yes.
We have the NFL franchise.
It is not a college football town.
No, we have the NFL franchise.
Buffalo's not a college town.
The basketball, though, we don't have any professional. Professional basketball teams. That's the door in right there.
And the Sabres have been cheeks.
Yep.
So this is your opportunity to watch.
That's why lacrosse is popular here, because people have turned to the Bandits. And guess what? casual fans like myself who went to their first game a few years ago, mm-hmm. been a religious follower of the team since because they've been so good. And that building is electric. And you don't get that with the Sabres game.
Yeah. So unfortunately, right.
Unfortunately.
Now.
We'll see if that changes.
All right. We'll wrap this thing up and then pass it along to Todd Callen for Niagara basketball coming up at the top of the hour. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. One more segment here of Sports Talk Saturday coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.